ವಂದೇ ರೂಪ ಸನಾತನೌ ರಘುಯುಗೌ ಶ್ರೀ ಜೀವ ಗೋಪಾಲಕೌ. ಸೊ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಡೇ ವಿ ಸಾ ದ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಸನಾತನ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ. ಸಿ ನಾವು ದಿಸ್ ವೆಕೇಶನ್ ಬ್ಯಾಚ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ರಾಧಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆರ್ ಸರ್ವ್ಡ್ ಬೈ
ಗೋಪೀಸ್.
ಗೋಪೀಸ್ and the gopis
Manjaris.
Who help the gopis to
Manjaris.
Serve Manjaris. So these goswamis, who are they are
manjaris
have come in manjaris and krishna leela have come in this Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leela as goswamis. Now all of you know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes.
Who is he?
Krishna
himself. Why did krishna come
as him?
To teach devotion. How to serve Krishna. Okay? Yeah. How can you serve Krishna? By?
Chanting his name.
Okay, what names?
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Very good. So, today we'll see the pastimes of the today we'll see Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. The first day we saw Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami is which Manjari?
Leela Manjari.
Labanga Manjari. Rupa Goswami is?
Leela Manjari.
Rupa Manjari. Okay, so today we will see Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. This Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, his father's name was Tapan Mishra. What? So Tapan Mishra, he was staying in a place called Rampur, somewhere near Bengal. On the river of Padma. So Tapan Mishra once he had a very basic question in his life. What is the ultimate goal of life? He always had this question in his mind. What is the ultimate goal of life? What question?
What is the ultimate goal of life?
So when he was walking once along the banks of the river, that time he saw Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only 16 years old. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initially he had a name called Nimai. Okay? Nimai, because he was born under a neem tree. Very good. So Nimai, he was Nimai Pandit. He used to defeat everyone. He'll ask, read this paragraph, and then he will say, tell your commentary on this paragraph of some Sanskrit verses. And then that person will tell some commentary, and Nimai Pandit will say that you are completely wrong, and he will establish that how he is wrong by arguing. And sometimes he will say, he would always counter argue with many people. He was very scholarly. I mean, he's a lord himself. So, but when as Nimai Pandit, he would engage in lot of debates, lot of arguments with many people. At that time, once Tapan Mishra, the father of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he saw Nimai Pandit. So, he went and offered obeisances to Nimai Pandit, and then he asked him, what is the goal of life? So, Nimai, the Lord, who had come as Nimai Pandit, not incarnation, the Lord himself. Prabhupada said, once Prabhupada asked someone, who is Chaitanya? So they said, incarnation of Krishna. No, he is not incarnation of Krishna. He is Krishna himself. That is what Prabhupada said. So, you all know who is Prabhupada?
Yes.
That is Prabhupada. Very great Acharya. Yeah. So, Tapan Mishra, when he asked Nimai Pandit said, there are four yugas. You know there are four yugas,
yes.
Means different periods of time. What are the yugas?
Satya yuga.
Satya yuga, Dwapar yuga, Dwapar yuga, Treta yuga, Kali yuga.
Okay. So, he said that the process of worship in Satya yuga was meditation. This tapasya or austerities. They used to, like for example, Vishwamitra Muni and all these great, great rishis, they used to do austerities for 10,000 years. So difficult, isn't it? That was in Satya Yuga. Then in the Treta Yuga, it was the yajnas. Many yajnas were performed. like Lord Ramachandra was there, they used to do Ashwamedha Yajna. One Ashwamedha Yajna, basically in Ashwamedha Yajna, a horse is sent outside with a leaf saying that, you know, if you defeat the horse to whichever king it belongs, if you defeat that king, then you will become great. Like this, you know, big, you know, it used to be done for so many 30-40 days, and then it's a big Ashwamedha Yajna, it's very difficult to perform. Like this, you know, many yajnas they used to perform in Treta Yuga. And in that time, yajna means, you know, not, you know, using the matchbox to light the fire, but that is what they use nowadays. In Treta Yuga, the brahmanas, I mean the people, who devotees who would perform the yajna were so, so learned, and so they knew everything. They would recite mantras and Agni would come. The fire would burn on its own in Treta Yuga. Nowadays you are using matchstick. That is how they used to do Treta Yuga. Means what? That process of worship is not advisable in this Yuga. So now, and the process of worship in Dwapar Yuga was deity worship. In Jagannath Puri, every 2 hours they offer 56 items of food to Krishna. Is it easy to offer so many items to Krishna? No, it's so difficult. Cooking every 2 hours 56 items, can you cook? Yes. So many pots of rice, you just go and go and go. Still today it's happening in Jagannath Puri. So Krishna can eat, but can you offer so many items? So it's so difficult to do deity worship also. I mean the exact deity worship. So the process for Kali Yuga, that is now the Yuga, the time which is going on, is Naam Sankirtan. That is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this you can do anytime, anywhere. This is the process of worship. And you do this, you will please Krishna. He becomes very happy. And those other things are so difficult, no? Doing tapasya for 10,000 years. Then doing deity worship, offering so, not only offering bhoga, so many other things. And then doing yajnas. So for that, this is the best yajna for this time. And to that is the ultimate goal of life. Chant the names of Krishna, that is how you serve Krishna. So easy it is, no? Anyone can do. Prabhupada used to say, even a dog can do. Okay? Even a parrot, you go and teach a parrot, Hare Krishna, they chant Hare Krishna, he will chant, isn't it? Huh?
When a cat comes, it looks
right. Yeah, but if you teach a Mahamantra, that cat will go away. Try that. So this Mahamantra, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Tapan Mishra that you chant the names of Krishna. That is the ultimate goal of life. Why? Because chanting, you are serving the Lord. Serving the Lord is ultimate goal of life. So you can serve the Lord by chanting. So Tapan, and he told, requested Tapan Mishra that you shift to Varanasi. I'll be coming after a few days to visit you. So then Tapan Mishra, on the order of Nimai Pandit, he went to Varanasi. So over there, he had a beautiful child called Raghunath Bhatta. He was like you, a small child. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he had promised, he came to his house. He used to come to his house. And he stayed for many days in their house, At that time, Raghunath Bhatt used to do all the menial services to the Lord. He would massage the feet of the Lord. Just imagine massaging the feet of the Lord. He used to massage the feet of the Lord. Then he used to, whatever the Lord used to eat, whatever is to remain in the plate, only that he used to eat. So just imagine the Mahaprasadam of the Lord. Then he would wash the dishes of the Lord. He would do so many menial services for the Lord. This way he was always associated with the Lord in his childhood. Just imagine. What a benediction. And after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to leave the place. He told Raghunath Bhatt, you take care of your parents nicely. Then later you can come to Vrindavan. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he took very nice care of his parents. He grew up as a nice child, very scholarly. Then after some time, he thought, now let me go and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. So he went to Vrindavan. He went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to meet Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And not only that, Raghunath Bhatta, it is said that Raghunath Bhatta, he would cook food every day for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And whatever he would cook, it would taste very sweet. It would be nectarian. Very nice, very tasty. The Lord used to enjoy the food cooked by Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And then this way he was serving the Lord for 8 months. Then the Lord said, now you go back, take care of your parents. And then after they leave their body, you can come back. Because they are Vaishnavas. They are also devotees. So you should take care of your parents very nicely. So he said, you go and take care of your parents and then you can come back. And not only that, at that time Raghunath Bhatta felt very sad. Oh, I have to leave the Lord and go. So he said, I have to leave the Lord and go. I'll be separated from the Lord. He was feeling so sad. So what the Lord did, this is called Kanti Mala. We all wear this Kanti Mala, devotees. So this Kanti Mala the Lord was wearing. This we wear so that no auspicious and inauspicious things will not enter you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu removed his own Kanti Mala and he gave it to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami so that he will feel, oh, I have something of the Lord. So he got the Kanti Mala, and not only that, the Lord instructed him, you don't marry. You stay, brahmacharical life, this observe celibacy. And he said that you learn Srimad Bhagavatam under a good guru. That is what he said. So then Raghunath Bhatta Goswami went back to take care of his parents. But he obeyed all the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every day he would learn Srimad Bhagavatam under a nice appropriate guru. He would learn all Srimad Bhagavatam. He learnt it so nicely. There are 18,000 verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. How many verses?
18,000.
And all the 18,000 verses Raghunath Bhatta Goswami could recite in 3 ragas, in 3 different tunes. Can you imagine? 18,000 verses in 3 different tunes. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he learnt them. And then he served his parents very nicely. And then after they left, he came back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 8 months. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested him to go and join. This all happened in Jagannath Puri. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri at that time. And then he came back to Haribol. So he came back to Vrindavan and he was serving Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. And then he stayed there for a long time. And then he was always observed in chanting the holy names of Krishna. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, if anyone would come and complain to him about anyone, oh, he is like this, she is like this, they are not doing their service properly, he would not listen to anything. He said, as far as anyone is just even taking the names of Krishna, he or she is very great. So he would never hear anything bad about anyone. If anyone talks anything bad of anyone, he would close his ears. He will not hear anything bad of anyone. He would always glorify the devotees, and he would always think that because they are taking the names of Krishna, everyone is a devotee. That is what he used to think. And he was always meditating on the names of Krishna, and he was staying at the bank of Radhakund for some time. And it is also said that Radha Govinda, Govindaji, whose deity is Govinda Dev? Who got the deity of Govindaji? Which Goswami got? Which one? Yeah, it's Rupa Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, which deity he got? Madan Mohan. So, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he took care of, very nice care of Govindaji, Radha Govindaji. Not only that, one of his disciples, he made and construct a beautiful temple for Radha Govindaji. It was so beautiful that the shine of the temple would sparkle in the palace of Aurangzeb. So, I believe it's Aurangzeb or one of the Mughal rulers at that time. So that emperor was so jealous, he said, how is it that a Hindu temple is shining so nicely? He came to demolish the temple. So this is how it is told. But basically Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was a very great devotee, and he followed the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He learned Srimad Bhagavatam as well as he was a very great cook. So Srila Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami ki.
Yes.